First, I want to say, wow, this has been one of the most beautiful celebrations of life that I've ever been to. I wrote a little something because I know as aunts and uncles and cousins, it's really hard to say something, so I prepared something, but that was before I met the Wilcox family this today. And I just want to first say thank you for hosting such a beautiful event and having us here with your open arms. The rest I wrote, and I only have readers with the sunglasses, so don't mind me. And also, I wanted to say that, you know, listening to your stories has been just amazing. You know, some of those poses that Stephanie did, like, we were always like, wow, what is that? You know, so it's cool to meet you. Aunt Debbie was talking about Christmas at the Watteau. Yes. Oh my God. So we were invited once. I was 6 months pregnant. And we're in the basement at 11:30. We're about to open the presents. Just saying. I was like, are we ever going to go? It was so much fun. And then when I first met Steph, it was the first time I met Ed, and we were going to the Massimillos, which is another side of the family, and big Italian family. And Steph got in the car with her dad, and we drove there, and me and Steve. By the way, I'm Steve's wife, baby, outlaw, in-law, whatever. And so I'm sitting there, you know, and she was so cute, and we get there, and now, they're Italians. They're eating. They're really eating. And she's not eating. She's not eating. I'm like, oh. Dessert came. Boy, could she eat. I was like, wow. So one of the last times that we were together with Steph, one of them, Leah and I were at an event with her, and we were like, you know what? We need a little sweet. And we were all agreeing, but we had like so little time. So we decided to stop at McDonald's for like an ice cream or something. And so, and this was so beautiful. Leah and I were talking about milkshakes and ice cream. And Steph goes, may I please have some chocolate milk? I had to get her too. You know, they're a little. All right, now I'll get to what I wrote. Excuse me. Okay. I'd like to thank Will for giving Stephanie the love that many in this world never even experience in a long lifetime. That includes a fairy tale wedding that so many girls dream to have. You have given her that and so much more. A favorite photo of mine is seeing her lean against your chest as you both look on to some event, showing her enveloped in peace, just being with you. To her brother Eric and her first best friend, she had the first experience of how to love and be loved. And boy, did she learn how to spread love to all. Finally, to her parents, Edward and Doreen, who should never be asked to say goodbye to their first child who made them parents. The two created Steph from their love and adoration of each other, creating a beautiful girl and young lady that grew into a force of nature that shined in this world far beyond its ability to keep her here in the, on this earth, all so she may soar with the angels watching down upon us. Steph had a hobby and love for photography, probably sparked from her dad. We shared that in common. At any and every event, we're always taking photos and making sure we both had all the photos we took, good ones and bad. You never know what little gem you might find in each photo. Steph was our gem, and she left us so many beautiful photos for us to cherish her forever. Here are two quotes from songs that combine photos and the universal language of music that I hope can heal your hearts as you listen and as you look at her pictures. No, I'm not gonna sing, I can't, I cannot. Plus I'll cry. That was beautiful, by the way. Okay, words from Ed Sheeran. Love can hurt. It is hard, the only thing that makes us feel alive. We keep this love in a photograph. We make these memories for ourselves, where our eyes are never closing, hearts were never broken, and times forever frozen still. And my favorite, and the last most powerful, is from Gloria Estefan. Every star has a season, a moment, a reason to be. We may watch with regret as they flicker and die, but at least for 1 second, we bathe in the light of their passing, the memory still lasting. Through the years and the distance, your image remains like the first day I saw you. You'll never be changed. As a token, you left me your picture, smiling back at me. Enjoy her pictures.